Hey, this is Comrade Pitt, Peter Kamal Mukuria, 119-165 currently here at Red Onion Prison, Virginia. So upon my robbery at Red Onion Prison in Palm, Virginia, I was subject to intense retaliation such as being deprived of shower, outside recreation, meals, etc. And when you're locked in a cell, there's really not much you can do about being deprived of, you know, your shower, your outside recreation, and your meals, because it's ultimately up to the guards as to whether or not, you know, they want you to get it or not. However, oftentimes, such decision as to whether to deprive you of your outside recreation, shower, and meal, that decision is made by supervisors and carried out by God. Countless of times, guys have told me, it's not my call, I'm just doing what I'm told, unquote, in hopes that their names won't be included on a complaint form. And a lot of times when they do this, it's an attempt to provoke someone to begin kicking on the doors in protest, which they will use as a pretext to conduct cell extractions, which always leads to the prisoner being physically and brutally assaulted by several guards while he's in restraint. And this is precisely what occurred to a fellow comrade of mine who is actually housed right next to me, and his name is Otis Patterson. Recently, we were outside recreation, and we were recently outside for recreation, locked in a dog cage. Mr. Otis and another guard had exchanged words or whatever. What it was about, I do not know. And while we was outside, they came and got Mr. Otis and brought him back in the cell. And next thing I know, as I was still outside, the door was still open, and I could hear Otis screaming, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And at first I said, wait, did I just hear somebody screaming, I can't breathe? And somebody who was inside the building started yelling to us who were outside, started describing to us everything that was happening. And at that point, I came back in the cell, and when I came back in the cell, when I was brought back in the cell, I observed Mr. Patterson, Otis Patterson. He was placed on his knees, and when he was placed on his knees, Sergeant Massengale decided to step on the chain, on the shackles that were on Mr. Patterson's ankles, and keep in mind, he is still on his knees, and he stepped on his ankles and asked Mr. Patterson to move forward a little bit or lean forward a little bit, and as he did so, Sergeant Massengale responded by pushing him forward, and he fell flat on his face, and he ended up breaking his nose. And he was deprived of medical. He was deprived of medical assistance. He was deprived of everything, and he was never seen by any medical officials or nurses or anything about his broken nose. And his nose is still broken, and nobody has taken him to medical. So this is something that also I need people to also call the internal affairs, and for them to also look into about the specific situation and the date that this situation occurred. I believe that the situation occurred on the third of this month. So they may want to review the cameras and see precisely what happened. And they probably would need to investigate, and it would probably have to be somebody who does not work at Red Onion. So my call has ended, and I have to wrap up. I thank you so much for your time, and please make this phone call, because these people are just completely out of control. Thank you so much. Bye.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.